Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? Welcome to another edition of Sand City. SandCity69.name.com. Father Time, what's up? Welcome to another edition of Sand City. Miss Toy, what's up, baby? What's up? Welcome to another edition of Sand City. Intimate Encounters.
Got my main man, Cass, baby. What's up, dog?
What it do? What it do? What's the business?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
SandCity69.name.com.
No, it ain't your booty, it's your beauty.
Intimate Encounters. What's up? Welcome to another edition of Sand City. City69.name.com.
What's up?
Yo, what's up? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. It's your boy, Cass. Y'all know me. Y'all know the mic on the mic. Inconspicuous by their absence is Miss Toy and Father Time. Who knows where the hell they at, but oh well. What's good, y'all? I see we starting out early. Butter, what's happening, baby?
Nothing much. What's going on, boo?
Oh, man. We're going to get into something that I know you can just sink your teeth into.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got Miss
Candy with me. What's up, Miss
Candy?
How you doing, baby?
What's up? How you doing?
I'm all right. All right, now check this out. It's a nice topic. And like I said, I know you're going to be deep into this one. Why do men cheat?
Oh, shit. Hold on. Wait a minute. Go get me the coordinates, please.
Why do men cheat? That's tonight's topic. But now check this out now. Check this out. Before we even get wild and ignorant with it. I'm already knowing what's the first thing to spew out your mouth. So we gonna eliminate the fact that all men are dogs. That's too easy. You know what I'm saying? That's too easy. I want to get, like, in depth in it. I want to hear other things other than, well, all men dogs, all men ain't shit. Okay, that's the concept we've been going with for eons and eons and eons. So we're going to do that. But now, mm-hmm. I know y'all want to say that, so go and get it out the way. Go and get it out the way, Candy. Butter, go and get it out the way. Count of three, all men are dogs. One, two, three.
All men are dogs.
Okay, cool. All right, now check this out now. On that note, we're going to go to a song. We're going to go to a song, all right? On that note, we're going to go to the song. I see you, Janine. What's up, baby? Janine, how you doing?
Fine.
Hey,
Janine. Hey.
Oh, she sure did come in dry, y'all, didn't she? Fine.
Yeah.
What's the matter,
What's
girl?
What's the matter, babe?
Man, I'm just sucking on my sucker.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Her jaw's a little tight. That's all. That's okay.
Okay. Name, we going with the tonight's topic. Why do men cheat? Now we trying to get rid of the because they dogs.
Mm-hmm.
We trying to get rid of that. We know that. We could touch on that a little bit, but we don't want tonight's whole focus. That's the only thing that's gonna be said. All men are dogs. We need a little bit more substance, a little bit more reason behind it. Feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
Oh, okay. Now, check this out, though. On that note, since I guess everybody can genuinely say that they know that, you know, a lot of men are dogs, we're going to play this song, then we're going to get back, and we're gonna chop it down, all right? That's cool with y'all?
Yeah.
All
right.
There we go. Okay. Don't do me crazy. Okay. Hey, yo, you know what a dog needs? Do you really know what a dog needs? Dog needs a bird.
What?
Dog needs a bird.
Come on.
Not just any bird, but a real bird. That's gonna hold that dog down. Baby, I am what I am. I'm gonna be who I be. Everything from chasing the cat to out on the tree. Let me see what I gotta see. Do what I gotta do. Dog, fuck. Keep it true. Every once in a while I break out the backyard to roam and get reckless, but I still know that home is home. And when I get there, I'ma sit there, take a dick, put my dick, do I handle my business? Yeah. Run till I bust my gun and empty the clip. And if I come home, gotta go, just give me the whip. I ain't got time for the lip, just open the fence. Let me go, I'll come back, I ain't got time to convince. Ever since I was a pup, I've been stuck with the streets. Keep the heat.
You make it back in one piece. I know you have been lost.
other dog need, baby?
I don't know.
Dang. We don't know.
You don't know nothing about that, huh?
Dog needs love, too.
There you go, there you go, there you go. All right, ladies. So why do men cheat?
Dog need to be housebroken.
We off that now. The moment has passed. The moment has passed. All right, ladies, I need something. Why do men cheat?
Okay. Men cheat for many reasons. One reason is to boost their ego, make them feel more of a man because they're not feeling like a man at home. Some just cheat because they can't keep their dick in their pants. Some cheat, you know, just because, you know, they don't know how to say no.
Okay, Candy, why the man cheat?
Well, I look at it as like, I don't know, I can't say why a man cheats, but I try to make it like why I cheat. So that's basically, you know, the things that I want is basically what a man wants, you know what I'm saying?
You ain't no man. How the hell they want the same?
No, I'm not meaning that. What I'm saying is the reasons that I cheat is probably the ways that the reason men cheat, you know, so I'm basing it on
how you feel.
Yeah, how I feel about it. And it's basically because maybe there's no love in the relationship,
mm-hmm.
or maybe they're trying to find better than what they got, or they want to be
under the adrenaline rush. Ooh.
They want to like trick off.
You say adrenaline rush?
Yes, the adrenaline rush. See how
they
much
want,
you can get.
Yeah, they want to
yes.
see how big they can get
without getting caught.
Mm-hmm. You're just sucking on that sucker. Mm-hmm.
I'm saying like.
I was talking to Janine. I wasn't talking to you.
I'm just thinking the same thing you thinking, that's all.
Oh, I thought you were about to get mad at me. You know, you
No, I'm thinking the same thing you're thinking.
Why, go ahead, guys. I give you a couple more. No, I'm going to let you look on a couple more times. Huh?
Wow, girl, stop it. Stop it.
Me and Chica, they jealous.
Because they jealous?
They jealous of their woman because they woman got like that, get all that attention.
And that's another thing. That's another thing.
Okay. Now, that's a new one. I can honestly say that's a new one now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how do they woman getting all the attention like that?
Mm-hmm.
And so to boost their own little ego, gotta go out like they could do it too. But see, they ain't got it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, and I'm just asking. Give me an example of that. Give me an example of what you mean by that.
For example.
Is that an all day's lollipop?
I got a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
How many licks
okay.
did it take?
Mm. Well, I've been licking on this for a
Wow.
I like to savor it.
Oh, okay.
I don't like to get to the middle too quick. I like to drive them crazy.
Y'all turn into a hold up. That's the wild self. That is the whole show.
Okay, for example, I really feel like, you know, that was like part of the reason why, you know, me and my husband had problems. Because not only did I get attention from men, I got attention from women. And then it's like we would do threesomes and stuff, and then they'd be like, "Nah, we don't want to do it with him no more. We'll just do it with you." Mm-hmm. I mean, that just demoralizes a man's ego.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, was it something he was doing? Was it something like he was doing to making them like, "Nah, we don't want him," or did they look at him like, "Oh, well, he ain't cute enough," or, I mean,
I really don't know what it was. I didn't
okay,
like, get into detail to ask them why, but some people just, like, thought he was obnoxious or something. I don't know.
Okay, so now let me ask you, all right, now, you got your dude, Dad. I mean, y'all doing what y'all doing. But now, just say, for instance, if he was the guy that, like, just say if you was the third party and you met him, would you look at him like, okay, I don't know if I want to deal with him?
He wasn't like an aggressive type person. He was like soft and sensual and a woman coming in doing a threesome, they want to get it. You know, they want to get it
right.
In. They want to like, let's get
right,
it, let's hit it. I want you to tear my shit up. He wasn't trying to do all that.
Mm.
Oh, so he was trying to make love.
Yeah.
Low stroke.
Hey, do that with everybody.
No. I agree. He pushed it up.
Mm-hmm. But that was just him. You know, everybody not like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I understand. Now, you know, that threesome thing ain't for everybody. But now,
mm-hmm.
Let me ask this. Let me ask you ladies this. Okay. I done seen your pictures, and I can honestly say, you know, well, I seen two of y'all pictures. Somebody else didn't want to put no picture up.
There you go.
We ain't gonna get into that right now. But
I'm,
you know,
trying.
Y'all some sensuous women. I mean, you know, we look at y'all pictures and like, damn, okay, you know. Just the other day, I mean, I had a partner, he put up a page, and he like, he looking at your pictures, Janine, he like, ooh, he looking at, but by the way, he wants to know if those real.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he like, real?
Wow.
So, I mean, I'm asking for your fans, are they real?
100%.
Oh, okay, there you go. Okay, well. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is that, you know, y'all look nice on y'all pictures.
Thank
you know,
you
and Janine, y'all both look nice on y'all pictures. Like I say, y'all got everybody's attention. Y'all get everybody's attention as soon as they come to Sin City and look at the photos. But now let me ask you,
mm-hmm.
with your significant other, you know, whatever, past, present, you know, whatever it was, do you always look that way for him? Or do he get the big baggy shorts and the toe up shirt in the front and the rollers and, you know, do he get the Miss Butter and the Miss Janine look, or do he get the nigga whatever, I'm tired, I'm at home?
Depending on the day, I mean, some days I might be full of homework and, you know, I'm taking a break, but I got everything, you know, I'm still looking a mess. But I try to make him smile before he even touch me. Make his eyes pop before he even touch me.
Well, all right. I was asking that question because it's like, you know, I see a lot of people in a lot of situations. It's like, I mean, me personally as a man, I mean, I hear it and, you know, I've said it. I mean, it's like, okay, yeah, you looking good for everybody else, but when it comes down to me, You come in the house, you're pulling off your hair, you know, the makeup comes off. You know, you land in the bed, you like, okay, I'm finna get this little sexy thing that just went to the club, coming home.
I wear lipstick.
Yeah, I wear lip gloss.
My face is all natural.
I'm saying that. I'm not even mad at the concept. But I'm just saying, y'all know the point I'm trying to get at. I mean, you had the old ugly toe-up house shoes, and like, what happened to the stilettos you just had on?
Just had on some tight pants and a long showing out her boobs, and then she come home, unbutton the pants, and her stomach fall out. And, is that what you're talking about?
I mean, you...
the wearing
you know how your
band.
Woman is. I mean, me personally, I don't mind you having meat on you. I love a thick woman. I mean, I'm saying the raggedy look, the look that's just raggedy. I mean, just like, I don't expect you to come looking like a supermodel every night. But then it's like, okay, you know that the people when you leave the club, it's like you got those people that, you know, you like, you take her home, you take her to the hotel or wherever you take her from the club, she coming as is. She coming just like she looked at the club.
Right.
You know what I'm
well, bring her home, then.
Mm-hmm. you know.
Well, Janine, baby, I understand, but see, like Miss Butter, you can't bring her home to Miss Butter because Miss Butter going to have an attitude.
What?
Okay.
Now you done already made statements that you've already made statements that a man cannot bring no woman home. And if he do, it's gonna be a problem.
Okay. I do remember saying that one.
Okay, so I'm saying that to say that, you know, I'm not saying that it's right. I mean, maybe if the guy come to you and, you know, speak on it a little bit, like, hey baby, why you don't, you know, why don't you dress up for me some? But, you know, now in some cases you get that, motherfucker, I'm at home. I ain't got time to be doing all that. I'm comfortable the way I am. So, I mean, that can't cause a man, honestly, that can't cause a man to say, well, okay. Then you got this girl who's sitting there looking A1. You know what I'm saying? She at the club. She telling you. Like I said, I'm not saying it's right, but. Yeah, men are known to do that.
Yeah.
So now
true.
My thing, that's what I'm saying, my question to y'all is, I mean, do y'all keep it sexy at home? Because as far as I'm concerned, that's the reason that a man will go out and cheat too.
Well, I can say this. It was a point of time where I didn't have the lingerie. I didn't have all of that, but I had some pretty panties. You know, my bra was pretty sexy. And then I had a robe, so, you know, sometimes I would, you know, he'd come in the house and I'd just take my robe off and I'm naked. Or I'd put on my thongs and nothing else and dripping with, you know, syrup or something, you know, trying to make
okay.
it out, something out of nothing, you know.
Okay, and that's, and you know what, I ain't tripping about that. That's what I'm talking about. And I was just wondering because, I mean, I'm trying to figure out that, you know, because, like I say, we're talking about why men cheat.
Right.
So we're trying to figure out all aspects of why men cheat.
I mean, men cheat.
You know, other than the fact that he a dog and all that.
Men cheat, really, because when they dig it hard, they don't think. They think, all they can think about is getting ready to bust. And what they finna do to whoever they finna make us. And if they a couple of hours from home, or they just walked out the house and they just had an argument, and this bitch smiling and they face rubbing up against their thing line, then okay, it's time to get it in. And if she's pursuing you, or she's letting you know that she's like how you staring at her, then you basically know I'm finna get some from this chick and go back home to whatever.
Okay.
Candy. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Can that man come home and have sex with you after y'all had a fight? Honestly.
Now say that again.
I said, can that man come home and have sex with you after y'all done had a fight?
sure.
Hell
no, yeah.
I mean, because you're saying that, but I know it's a lot of women that don't touch me. I don't want you saying nothing to me. Now leave me the fuck alone.
I'm not that one. Yeah, we can
okay,
do it.
I know.
Get out my aggression, too, you know.
What'd you say?
This is stab in the dark, but Janine, what about you?
Of course we will have sex. That's the best time to have sex.
Amen.
Right.
Okay, now, I mean, I understand y'all saying this, but now, okay, is everybody practicing what they preach? Because, I mean, let's see, we can all say this. I'm pretty sure we all can say this. We all done did our little dirt, and we done had dirt done to us. Now, have you ever looked back and said, well, okay, this might have happened because of this, or this might have happened because of that?
Oh, I meant what I said.
Exactly. If we don't have sex, it's because he was mad and didn't want to have sex. It didn't have nothing
right.
to do with me.
Right.
Right.
Okay, so in other words, what y'all telling me is that you three ladies, there's no reason that a man should go cheat on y'all because, A, if they want to go out, they can bring them home.
Well, that's me.
Yeah, that's
I don't know about everybody else.
I'm saying that if he go out and blow off some steam because he's angry, then he can come back and handle his business with me. I'm not saying that he can bring somebody with him, but I'm not going to, you know, just lay there or tighten my legs up. It's still
But for some reason, I'm not believing you.
What?
I'm sorry, brother. I mean, don't get offended or nothing, but I mean, I love you to death, but I'm not believing you.
Why?
I mean, because a lot of stuff you said, I mean, you really go hard on men. You've been going hard on men ever since this show started.
Damn.
Now, you go hard on men, and it's hard for me to believe that after all that, you'll be like, okay, daddy, come get it. It's hard for me to believe that.
I mean, 9 times out of 10, I hate to say this because I know this is what you're waiting for me to say. 9 times out of 10, he coming back apologizing anyway. So, yeah, I'm going to give it to him.
Okay, well, I don't understand that.
Wasn't apologizing if he come home and I want some or his thing is hard, then I'm ready.
Okay. Well, I mean, y'all still not getting to the. I mean, I figured this would be the one that y'all could just go hard on. But I mean, y'all not telling me nothing.
He was waiting for us to just flip out, right? Okay.
Huh?
I said you was just waiting for us to just flip out. Like, okay, let me tell you this.
Okay, because now I did the show Why Women Cheat, and y'all had to. Y'all just, oh, Lord, when you going to do a show? Why do men cheat? Why do men cheat? Now I'm doing one, and I'm giving y'all ample time to say whatever you want. It's like y'all not giving me no reason.
I have to leave the room to say what I have to say, so just give me a minute. Give me a purpose.
And I mean, because y'all really making it sound like y'all just make it so comfortable at home. I'm just wondering. Now, Janine, your case might be a little different.
I like to be naked. You would have to tell me to put clothes on. So if you would like me to dress up, because I'm usually naked already.
Wow.
So you would have to tell me to put on some clothes, put on a negligee.
Right.
But otherwise, I'm already going to be naked.
Okay, so we got the sexual part now. Y'all ain't got no problems in that department. What about the, okay, and I got to hit butter with this one first. Your mouth.
Okay, what about my mouth?
Oh,
I'm just saying. I mean, butter, once again, I mean, don't take it personal, baby. You know I love you, but you just seem like you got a flipped-ass mouth that just will not stop. Then it's
actually,
like,
I'm
like,
the opposite.
Like, always want to get this last word in. You got to have last word. You got to say whatever. I mean,
I'm totally the opposite. When it's all said and done, either I'm going to say what I have to say in a calm voice, and you're going to say what you have to say in a calm voice, or I'm going to shut down and I have nothing to say.
Okay, now that, what if that creates a problem? Because what if he don't like that? He feel like he want to talk this out. And you like, well, I'm shutting down. I ain't saying nothing else.
Okay, we can talk it out if he keeps a low voice. Because if I feel like I'm being hollered at, then that's the problem.
Okay, but what if what you saying just not making no sense to him? What if you in the wrong? Let me just ask that. What if you just in the wrong? You straight out in the wrong.
And I know I'm in the wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, then when I know I'm in the wrong, then I know how to. And now, if I don't want him to know that I'm in the wrong, or if I want to argue, then I don't know, because I've never really been in the wrong in an argument.
Your ass, son. Girl, I told you shut up.
Oh, shit.
I can't believe you just said that.
And I mean, honestly, in the situation I'm in right now, I have never been the one, like, in a deep conversation or an argument, I've never been the one that was wrong. He's the one that comes back apologizing.
Okay, moving on.
Well, I flip out. I know I can flip out. I start arguments, so they can leave me alone. I do that sometimes.
You actually start arguments so they leave you. I mean, so that means you like, okay, I'm going to try to give you an outlet to go cheat so I can get rid of you.
Ooh.
Well, so I can go cheat or he can go cheat?
I mean, we ain't on y'all today. We on why the men cheat.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm asking, is you doing that so he can go cheat and that way you can have an outlet to get out or what?
Is my outlet to go get out, to find a reason to get away? I've done that before.
Okay.
Mhm.
All right.
And whether he went to cheat or not, well.
Mhm.
You know, y'all really not helping me out tonight. You know that, right?
What is you trying to find out?
I'm trying to find out from a woman's point of view why do men cheat. Okay, well, let me ask you this.
Because they're deceitful. Because they want to cheat.
Tell you.
They deceitful.
We've been telling you. You just ain't hearing.
Yeah,
right.
We telling
want,
you. They want to get away with stuff.
You want to hear what you want to hear.
No, actually, I'm not hearing it. Wait a minute. Hey, hold that thought. We got a new caller calling in. Okay. Caller,
hello.
What's happening?
Yeah. Hey, this is Selena.
What's going on?
I'm just listening. Nothing much. I'm just listening in. I want to know, too.
What's your name?
Selena.
Who?
I'm Selena.
Selena.
Hey.
Selena.
How you doing?
All right, hold on.
All right, well, Selena, maybe you can help me out there. I'm asking this question. I'm just trying to figure it out. Why
did
your eyes try to be a cheat? Oh, did she?
I thought she did.
How can you put the host on hold? Wow.
I'm she did say she was just listening in. She might have accidentally pushed the button. She might have accidentally pushed the button.
Okay.
But, okay,
so,
men cheat because... I told you, first of all, men cheat because they can't basically say no to their dick. They can't say no to their dick.
They think with their head, not the one at the top.
Yes, they get agitated, irritated, and instead of finding some other thing to get rid of the anger, they go into some pussy.
Okay.
They act.
You know what?
They act.
I can even take that one at face value because that has happened. Okay, I can take that one at face value. Now, okay, well, let me ask you. Anybody ever dealt with a married man?
Ooh, yes.
I think we all might have.
Yes.
Okay. Well, now, let me ask you. Why do you think that married man cheated? Wait a minute, how you been in a relationship with a married man? I mean, not just a one-night stand. You know, you've been in some type of relationship with him.
Yes.
Okay, so why do you think that married man cheated? Why do you think he formed a relationship with you?
Because he got to see what I had before he got married. So when I came back in the picture, he couldn't help but to cheat.
You're the most arrogant, conceited I've ever met in
Thank
my life.
Much. Thank you very much.
Okay, all right. Janine, the question goes to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been with a married man once. Why did he cheat?
Keep smacking on that
gun. Those help my jaw muscles. Okay. I don't know. We were together before he got married. So I think, you know, we never, like, stopped loving each other, but I also think if it's, I ain't gonna say that. I mean, they get to get, you get both, best of both worlds. You get the best of both worlds. You get the one over here that will do anything with you and do anything for you, and then you still got home. You know, you got your kids there, you're home, she's cooking your meals, y'all share a home together and things like that. So you're getting the best of both worlds. So why would you complain or why would you... That's how I see it.
You know, men have when they have a woman that woman knows her place.
Exactly, but some women don't though. They wanna try to tell the men you need to leave her after a certain amount of time. You know, after a certain amount of time they've been with you. You know, they start getting emotionally involved, and then they wanna say you need to leave her and stuff like that. But that man is married. You know what I mean? He was married. You know he married. You know, you should stay in your place. What I don't like is when the man step out of his place.
What do you mean
That's
by
what
that?
I don't like. Huh?
Well, so what do you mean by that? Well,
he tries to portray.
Hold that thought. We're going to go into this song right quick. And when we come back, I want you to answer that. All right? I like this song. This song got a theme to it. You know what I'm saying? Since we talking about the married men and all that. Alright.
Yeah. I mean, we all men. We know how this shit go. Love one, fuck another. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, we knew what it was when we became a part of it. Let's let them whine about it now. You feel me? It's like,
there's something on your mind.
What?
I can see right through you. I know your girl been treating you wrong.
Love my wife, we'll be going through things and I ain't
for a nigga, or is he still with you? Wanna meet at the same spot, or should I come and get you? I be there in 10, be in the front. I've been getting what I need, so I'ma give you what you want. One-on-one, cause you know how to talk the dog. You walk the dog and understand New York is hard, baby.
You deserve so much more, baby.
What?
I can treat you better than she can.
What?
Doesn't make sense to keep on loving and keep on trusting when in return all you get is mercy.
Man, got me fucked up and I'm feeling it more. Never had a mistress this stressed before. Oh, come on, ma. Like it ain't that deep. Like ain't no love there. Like I don't hate that I gotta creep. We go to sleep in each other's arms. And I feel like this is where I belong. If loving you was right, then I ain't wrong. But it's the same old song, wife and fam. Gotta be a father and husband, but I'm still your man, baby.
All right, people. Now, what are we talking about? Oh, we're talking about the name.
Mm-hmm.
Your situation. Holla at
me. I don't like when they try to portray like they not happy at home. I don't like that. Or she like not doing what she's supposed to do and this and that. You married her. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's who you married. I don't understand that.
Right.
And my thing is, if you not happy, then you need to change what's in your life to make you happy. That's how I feel. So, that's what I don't like.
They quick to blame you for the reason why they not happy when actually it takes two for everything.
Mm-hmm. Don't go tell your girlfriend that you're not happy at home. I don't understand that.
Okay.
Yeah,
that.
Because if we just on the side, we have to stay in our place. So if the guy coming to us like, but I love you more and I love you and I wish this and that and all this, and you pumping that woman's head up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the man is pumping that woman's head up. So then, you know, if she was to say, you know, look, you need to choose, then y'all mad at that woman for trying to make you choose. But now you done got her emotionally involved.
Mm-hmm.
When at first we knew what it was.
If you're cheating on the woman, I'm not going to be with you because if you're cheating on her, then that means you're going to cheat on me.
Right.
That's not right, Candy.
That's right.
Okay, all right.
I mean, right, women think like that. Women do think like that, though. Oh, so if I get with you, then that's what it's going to turn out to be when you go cheat on me with your next girl.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how I feel.
Oh, now he's not happy with me.
That's exactly mm-hmm. how I feel. Regardless of how I felt about that person, I would never let it go that any further than that because 9 times out of 10, 99.9 chances that you're going to cheat on me.
Instead of just saying, I just like to sleep with different women.
Right.
I can't just be with one woman.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just being honest with your
don't
mate.
Don't keep it real at
or
all.
Or your wife or whatever and just keep it real. I can't
right.
do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a man. This is me. This is just my nature. I don't know why. I can't just be with one woman. Mm. I mean,
you
just
tell
be
us,
honest.
Cause you tell us why men cheat.
Oh, man. Shit, y'all got the pen and paper ready?
Yeah, yeah, right next to me, right now.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we got a multiple of things. I mean, you got the basic type. You got the type that are just dogs. Like, fuck it, I'm just going to conquer as much pussy as I possibly can conquer. You got those types. You got the type that's, I mean, you got some that, like you said, for the rush of it. Like, ooh, I just want to see if I can, you know, if I can get away with this without getting caught. Then you got the type that's, you know, maybe they're not happy at home. Then you got those type that feel like, okay, they missed out on, wait a minute, hold on. Well, I finished my sentence. Big, what's happening, man?
Hey, what it do, homie?
What's going on, man?
Shit, I've been listening in to the show, man. I've been checking it out.
Okay,
back.
That's what's up. Well, the question at hand, man, is, you know, why do men cheat?
Yeah, you know, I heard all the ladies say their opinions, you know. To me, you know, why men cheat can be, it depending on the guy, the situation. And, but
mm-hmm.
the number one situation, I mean, because even Tiger Woods, you and we found out, you know, I mean, it don't make difference what kind of money you got. Well, you know, cheating, it depends on your old lady. A lot of guys cheat for the sport. Some guys cheat because their old lady ain't right. You know what I'm saying? She used to be his queen. Now she ain't doing what she used to do. You know what I'm saying? Because when you be in a relationship a long time, you don't get the same kind of sex. And you might find your outside chick that can, you know, do the kind of sex you want. You might want some head every day, some shit like that. Or you might want a chick you could just talk to. You know, I don't know how far, you know, what y'all call cheating. Because a lot of people, you know, if you got any kind of friend, like, I mean, just having... If me and one of the ladies on the phone friends and we talk every day and my significant other might not know it, is that called cheating? You know, I got a couple of homegirls that I call friends, but we ain't doing no sex. But we like best friends. You know what I'm saying? We talk a good game, but we never do the act. You know what I'm saying? We talk shit on, you know how you do it. We talk shit to each other. You know what I mean? So it's hundreds of ways you can call, you know, which way you say doing it. You know, a lot of people flirt, you know what I'm saying? But I think it depends on the individual man, you know what I'm saying? Because cheating to me is several different ways. I mean, if cheating to me is like when you are paying bills and shit. That's cheating. That's it. You got another relationship. You out here paying some other big cell phone and shit. You trick-ass nigga, you cheat. but if you got a bra, you know, like we cool with, you know, I'm cool with a lot of chicks, and you know we do our little thing. But I mean, I don't call that cheating because we all know what we into. You know, we on some grown people shit. You know,
mm-hmm.
right? We ain't trying to get the two mixed up. But like I say, cheating is when you taking care of somebody else's kids, and you done lost your fucking mind. You paying somebody cable bill, hey, disco bill, just saying that, you done fucked up. You done went past fucking just fucking, we done lost our fucking mind. I done bought two rings. Oh, shit.
Damn.
Your kid calling me a daddy and, oh, no, that, wait a minute, baby. We were dipping, not fucking, I ain't trying to move in.
Wow, okay.
See, that's a cheater. See, that? Yeah, see, y'all know what I'm talking about. Now, that's a cheating. But if, I'm going to tell you, lady, if your man is coming home every day to you, he loves you. That you his queen. Fuck who he fucked outside, you know, last week. He coming home to you. You his queen. That other bitch was just a dick. Unless you got it mistaken. Now, like I said, if he paying cable bills and shit, then he a trick-ass nigga. He out here cheating. You should beat his ass and take all his fucking money and bust his car windows out because he was on that cheating shit. Not that different shit, but cheating. I hate a cheating motherfucker. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
yeah.
I always felt like this. Well, back in the day, I used to feel like this. As long as I'm being respected, you come home, and once I step out in the street with you, I'm not being disrespected or laugh at you. Do what you do outside. You just make sure you come home and everything is good at home. Because
right.
I know a man is going to cheat, you know. A man is going to cheat in one way or the other. It might be lusting after a woman, flirting with a woman, or actually getting it in. But as long as when you come home, I'm still treated like I'm number one and the only one. And when we go outside, you ain't, your head ain't crooked. You ain't got a crook in your neck walking, looking at other females then. I can handle that.
Or somebody calling your phone talking about I was with your man last night.
Right.
Right, exactly. That's where you, if you got the right kind of dip, they know not to call you after business hours.
Right.
You know, don't call me after 4:30. Is you crazy? That's family hour. Yeah, you know what time dip hours at 2 in the morning, and you know the voice. Hey, can you get out? Hey, it's me. You know what I'm saying? Can you get out? That's the dip voice. Or that secret text, it don't even make sense to nobody but you and the person. How to text you a fucking H. You know, that's what that means. We on tonight.
Right.
Shit. But understanding between, well, I ain't talking about no kids shit. Because when you was in school and you cheated, that was all bullshit. We wasn't together nowhere. We was on all 12.
Right.
But when you get grown, you on a different kind of level of cheating, as if we going to call it that. You know, because I know some of you females can cheat better than men all day long because men can't keep it in. We ain't shit. I'm going to come home and forget to wash my nuts, all that shit. I'm going to be stupid. You're going to come home and cook for me and cuss me out and fuck everybody in town. And I'm going to swear to God, you my queen. And you done did all kind of shit. You got a toothbrush in your purse and fucking a washcloth.
Wow.
Baby wipes.
Wow. Fuck, a guy ain't gonna do all that shit. He coming home, and you can tell when a guy is cheating. I'm gonna tell you, lady. You coming? We coming out 2 o'clock in the morning. We look around, funny and shit, and we start telling you that love you shit at 2 o'clock in the morning. We done cheated. We done fucked up.
Wow.
If I come to go to my baby, I miss you and I love you. And it's 2 in the morning. Oh, this nigga, you done got your dick sucked in. Didn't.
Wow. Let me smell that motherfucker. Pull it out.
Damn right. I'm telling a lie trying to get to the shower and shit. My nigga done finally told me I'm lying like a motherfucker.
Right.
And most women know when guys lying. Because if you know your cycle and your man, you know what kind of freak he is. Shit,
right.
You done fuck him on good Tuesday. Shit, you already know by Wednesday he done found something.
Right.
You know, but like I said, when we grown, we know what the word cheating is and we know what's the difference. Like I say, like the lady said, as long as the man ain't coming home and disrespecting, y'all going to the village, ain't nobody looking over your shoulder, ain't nobody laughing and shit. You know what I'm saying? You good, the bills taken care of. But I'm with y'all, ladies. If a motherfucker cheated and the cable got cut off, get rid of that motherfucker.
Right.
Out motherfucker. He out cheating. You can't watch HBO?
Right.
Punk bitch. I don't believe in no
Amen.
Shit like that.
Amen.
Well, that
you out there doing what you do, then you need to make sure it's you handling business at home.
That's right.
Oh,
when my old lady catch me, I want to let her know, damn, ain't the cable on?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
bills paid, grocery,
that's
and the,
right.
Everything taken care of, then, hey, I ain't going out looking for nothing. I ain't going out looking to find out nothing.
hold on. I got to ask this question. Since Father Time ain't here, I guess I got to be the one to be the asshole about this. Let me ask the ladies. Do y'all think at any point in time y'all give y'all men a reason to go cheat?
It got quiet, like, what? From what everybody say out here, I do, but I don't think so.
I do. I feel like if we're not doing what we're supposed to do at home, then you have the right to go cheat.
So, I mean,
that goes along for us, too, though.
Okay, just now we're not on y'all today. See, there y'all go. Y'all keep trying to miss it. We're not on y'all today.
Well, yeah, if we're not doing what we're supposed to do, yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, so y'all, everybody in agreement that, you know, women can do things to just be like, all right, I ain't pulling my weight. I see why, yeah, okay, I understand why he went out and did what he did because I ain't pulling my weight. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so now give me something. Give me something that's like, okay, that you actually, if the man say, well, I cheated because, I mean, what are some things that you can accept that you might be like, okay, well, all right, I see your point.
I ain't even trying to, I don't even want you coming to me admitting it, you know.
Janine, anyway, Janine.
I mean, if I'm just looking raggedy for 2 weeks straight and haven't did nothing to myself, and I mean, it could be a lot of reasons. I ain't cooked in 2 weeks. The kids, the house fucked up, the shit.
Wash them dishes.
Exactly. Ain't done the dishes all piled up and garbage ain't been taken out or nothing. I mean, it'll be a lot of reasons.
Then
you gotta come home and
I'll let you slide
the kids are out of order.
And this man come home to this every night looking at you like, okay, so
exactly.
What point in time you gonna clean up? What point in time you gonna do this? What point in time you gonna do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every day, you know, it's something. She don't want to help with no bills. You know, she wants you to do everything. And that's how I see it.
Men have jobs in the home.
That was a real ass answer.
Men have certain jobs in the home, though. They're supposed to take out the garbage.
I got boys. I got boys, so that's why I said that. I got boys, so my boys do the garbage.
Oh, okay.
That's true. Now, I mean, if I done got off work and Junior sitting at home, Junior gonna take out the damn garbage.
Exactly.
Junior, I ain't finna sit there and I get off work and this and that, and the garbage still sitting there piled up. But why you ain't take out the garbage? You look at me talking about why we was waiting on you to do it. Hell no. Junior better get his ass down there and take that fucking garbage out.
The man's job to me is to be the provider. Okay?
That's
and unfortunately, in this day and time, the women have to assist. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of households, you know, you need two parents, you know, working. It's not like it used to be where the wife could just sit at home. So, unfortunately, us as women, we have to work. But does that, you know, stop us from doing the motherly stuff that we're supposed to be doing anyway? No, it shouldn't. Yeah, I understand we also have to work now, too. But, you know, I'm still going to make sure my house clean. I'm still going to make sure the kids got everything they need, making sure their school and this stuff is right, picking kids up, dropping kids off. I do all that.
That's great.
That's what's up.
Multitasker.
Candy, Candy, okay, let me hear from you. I mean, what is it that a man could do, I mean, that you ain't doing that you actually say, okay, I ain't doing this as your woman. I'm not doing my job. So, okay, I see why you did what you did.
Wow. Honestly, I feel like there should be communication before you go out and I mean, to me, I don't know. I'd rather, I mean, I feel like a man shouldn't cheat.
Okay, now, Candy, hold on, Candy. Now, if I'm constantly coming to you like, look, hey, man, I'm getting tired of this shit. I'm getting
well,
tired of coming
me.
Home. I'm getting, okay, I could do that, too.
Instead of cheating and breaking her heart, or whatever
breaking
the case
heart.
May be behind it,
yeah,
bringing
okay.
me something home that I, Clorox can't clean up. You know what I'm saying?
No,
then.
if you pull the Clorox out in the beginning, I might not go cheat.
No, it should be a communication thing. You know what I'm saying? Where a man should be able to tell a lady, look, you know, the loving ain't like it used to be. Can we make it better? See what we can do. And if you can't, then just leave it.
It ain't gonna work.
And if it don't work, then, I mean, no, because I was with a man that cheated. We were together 10 years, and he cheated the whole 10. But you know, I was out there doing my thing too, so I wasn't worried.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but once again, it's you still not answering my question. I mean, so in other words, you're saying that a man shouldn't cheat, he should just leave you.
I mean,
because you ain't going to do right.
I mean, because I might not, because I'm kind of mean.
I mean, you can be honest. If you feel like, okay, well, if I'm setting these ways and I ain't going to do it, then fuck it, he might as well leave.
I mean, but, you know, I don't know. Because I just feel like it shouldn't be, you know, it shouldn't be that way. The men, I mean, we should have communication. Because if you ain't got communication.
He done communicated to you. He done communicated to you. He done told you what his problem was with you. Now, I mean, and you've yet to remedy
that
problem.
Okay, and if you change it, then fine. But if I feel like, well, I don't feel like doing that, I feel like, you need to change this. You know what I'm saying? Then, I mean, if it's just a problem, then, I mean, if you want to be on that level and let him go ahead and do what he do, then let him do it. But I don't feel like a man should cheat.
What, you feel like a woman should?
I mean, a woman shouldn't cheat either. But it's just the point of, you know, if you guys don't want to separate and if she accepts it, it ain't out in the street, you know. You ain't got your business out in the street, you know, a woman calling your phone talking about I was with your man last night or your man got me pregnant or they supposed to be doing this and doing that. My, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the guy I was with for 10 years was more of a trick than anything.
And you stayed with a trick for 10 years?
I stayed with that trick for 10 years. We got 3 children together.
Yeah, I'm going to leave that alone.
But I did what I did, so I wasn't worried about what he did. As long as I'm out doing me, it's all good. You want to do you, do you.
So, don't you feel like you wasted 10 years of your life, though? Because that's how I would feel.
I don't feel like I've wasted it. I got my kids out of it. That's how I look at it. I didn't.
I mean, in regards to a relationship, I understand the kids, but I mean, as a relationship point of view.
I did 7 years with my first son's dad, and he never cheated.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you, no matter who you're with, you're going to waste your time. You feel like, well, I was just wasting my time with this guy for 7 years. I was locked down with this guy. He never cheated, you know. But this guy, 10 years, cheated the whole time.
So
you know
how did you know he cheated? I mean, what kind of cheating?
All because he had his business out in the opening. She was one of them ones that used to call my phone.
Okay.
I knew what was going on before it went on.
You know
on.
What I just mentioned, those kind of motherfuckers. See, I told you, that's a cheater. That is a rat bastard because he was
right.
going out here having a second life. You
yeah,
what
that's
saying?
What it was, a second
well,
life.
That ain't called cheating. That's called being a damn fool.
He
See,
was a trick.
You supposed to bust his windows out and tear his car up and all
oh,
that.
Oh, I
business.
Did.
Great.
You think I did?
Great, because he fucks the whole game up of what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah I'm
yeah,
not talking about cheating.
He deserved everything he got.
Yeah, going by a lawnmower cutting somebody's grass. So fuck that.
Okay, now hold on, big. I got to ask this question. I'm gonna throw this question to you. Nah. We've all heard the expression, it ain't tricking if you got it.
But.
So now, Is he still the rap bastard if he's taking care of home and he's taking care of the other place too?
No. Now see that. Now I'm glad you asked that. No, because what he's doing there, he's taking responsibility for both. And if he can afford to do it, then do so. But I'm talking about the rat bastard who got his wife at the crib and she in the dark and his gym got, you know, watching HBO. Now, I mean, that's fucking stupid.
Or he's paying for his dip to get her hair and nails done and ain't even bothered to offer his wife.
Well,
oh,
his wife wearing Sealy braids and shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, I mean, Sealy braids.
Right, she got Sealy. That shit's so tight, it's a damn shame. You know, but that's a cheater.
I never was without HBO. I always
well,
had the highest of everything, no matter what. I was always going to get whatever I wanted. But he also had another life out there.
If you got a man that's really cheating, you never would know it. I'm telling you, you got a player that really cheats, and if he's on top of what I call the game, you would never know because he wouldn't be sloppy like that. His dip ain't calling you in the middle of the night. She ain't showing up to your job and all that's foolish. That's kid stuff.
Yeah. It is.
I guess that's why he's considered a kid because he had his ex-girlfriend calling my house talking about that blanket you rolling your baby up in. I want it back.
He handed me a baby set
talking about his family just bought the baby a gift. And it's actually his ex-girlfriend bought the baby a gift. And then she waited a couple of months later, then called me talking about, I want my shit back. And how I knew she wasn't lying is because you ain't seen me come out the house. You ain't seen my baby. You ain't seen none of that. So how do you know she rolling around in a pink baby fat blanket?
That's fucked up. Hold on. Hey, what's up? We got, who's it, Felicia? We got Felicia on the line?
Yeah.
What's up, baby?
How you doing?
Hi, Felicia.
Hello.
What's going down, Felicia?
Nothing. I'm just coming in on the conversation about cheating.
Okay. Hey, I'm pretty sure you're going to put your spin on it. What you got to say?
Well, what's the question? All I heard was I heard Candy talking.
Oh, well, Candy wasn't talking about nothing. And
Craig. Oh, that's how you feel?
No, I'm joking, Candy. No, the question of the night is, why do men cheat?
I don't know why they cheat. They just do it. I guess it's just comes natural for them. That's just something that they do.
It's just something they do.
Yeah, but there's consequences. You know that, right?
Look, don't start that burning bed and all that ass-whooping naked motherfucking shit. We're not going. Ain't nobody getting their ass-whooped naked around here, all right?
I ain't whooping nobody naked.
We're not going through that, Felicia. You tell your friend she still, to this day, I still say she wrong.
Well, to this day, I still say she right.
Wow.
I don't know why men cheat, though. That's just something that they do. But, I mean, women do the same thing.
Well, I understand that. But now my thing is this. Okay, I was about to ask a question. Now, have y'all ever got put in a situation where, I mean, he didn't do nothing. He wasn't doing nothing at the time. He wasn't doing nothing. But you had that one girl in your ear that always constantly like, oh, he ain't shit, this, that, and the other. And I mean, we've all kind of fell victim to that. I mean, at least once or twice in our life. Growing up, I'm not saying y'all do that as adults, but once or twice I think everybody done fell victim to listening to their friend or, you know what I'm saying, not to say nobody got a mind of their own, but you know, they try to put stuff and you get to looking a little funny like, wait a minute. This motherfucker wasn't here at such and such time. I mean, hey, y'all ever got caught in that situation where, you know, the friend actually, like, really fucked up the relationship?
No.
I'm going to start with you, Felicia. How are you?
No. No.
Never.
Never.
I mean, so, I mean, no one, had, I mean, not to say that you listen to him, but have anybody ever just came to you like, girl, I don't like him, or you shouldn't talk to him, or something of that nature?
Yeah.
I've had friends who've been in that situation where.
Them be the ones that want to fuck
him. Right, exactly. Exactly what I was going to say. Running her mouth, talking about he ain't no good for you, he ain't no good for her, well, blah, blah, blah. Then find out she done went behind his back humping, you know?
He ain't good enough for you.
She's jealous. Misery
for
loves company. Yeah, misery loves company. So she ain't happy at her home. So she telling you he ain't no good and everything. But the minute he smile at her, she's sliding her number, you know, dropping the panties and all that.
So has anybody felt victim to that? Anybody on the phone, has anybody ever felt victim to that?
I haven't felt victim to one of my girls saying anything about my man, but my man's cousin saying stuff to him that got him thinking otherwise.
What?
Oh, it happened.
I didn't even understand what you said, Candy.
I said that I haven't felt victim to, like, my friends coming to me saying anything like that. But, like, about my man, but my man's friends coming to him because probably they wanted some of it, but they know they ain't getting none. So.
Oh, they wanted some of you, so they lied and said they hit it already or something.
No,
right?
No, they didn't lie and say that. They just trying to make it rocky between me and this person so that maybe
loves company.
If they leave, then they can come over and try to. Oh, I didn't know he left, and then want to go and try to do something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I've had that happen, but that's, you know,
it
still didn't
matter. Seriously, I mean, what about you, Janae?
Hello?
I'm here.
Oh.
You say we're not sucker, ain't you?
I'm sorry. Somebody was talking to me. Okay. Say it again.
I was asking, has anybody, like a friend or something, like kind of interfered in your relationship that kind of made you leery of dealing with that person, but kind of find out? Well, they said a lot of times that the woman does that because she want to fuck the man anyway. So have you ever felt victim to that or been put in one of those type of situations?
Of course. I have a friend that's infamous for that. Now, whether she wanted to fuck him or not, I can't say. But, you know, actually I had a couple of friends. They just never like none of the men I date. None of them. They got something to say about all of them.
Maybe they want to date you.
They want you for themselves.
Uh-huh.
But I don't put too much into what they say. You know, some things I be already thinking myself anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, and some things I just be like, oh, okay, you know, and just disregard what they saying. Because I look at their situations and I be like, how the hell you going to talk about me? Look at your man. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, I look at both things. But sometimes, it's, you know, when we do talk, you know, because they my friends, you know, it be stuff I'm already thinking anyway.
And they just confirm.
So, some stuff, it's because I've already thought it. It ain't because they putting it into my head or trying to make me change my mind or nothing like that. Yeah, because I'm very self-assured. I do what I want.
It's a woman's intuition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, hold on. Okay, women's intuition. I was watching a movie last night. I've seen this movie about this woman, and her intuition said that her man was cheating. Like, mm-hmm. She went and got a detective and everything. And they said it was based on a true story. It was on.
You was watching Light Chain.
I don't know what that was. It was kind of late at night.
You know it was Light Chain. You go on that music.
Uh-huh.
Nah, I don't know what that was, honestly. I really don't. I really don't. But now, she hired this detective and everything. But the guy wasn't cheating. But now, let her tell it her intuition. Wait a minute, hold on, before I finish anything. So then, don't you ever put me on blast like that again.
Everybody knows.
Like I was saying, now, that intuition thing ain't always right. Because, I mean, sometimes y'all go a little hard and the man ain't even doing nothing. And I mean, are y'all willing to even apologize after y'all go hard and find out, well, okay, this didn't happen?
Hell, man.
I do.
It's sad. I would.
Sometimes
that makes that person, you done dogged them and accused them so much, they end up going to cheat, you know?
But I ain't been wrong yet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we look at what we do, and we assume that the man is doing it too.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know our little tricks. And
that's how I know when
they're
doing it. When they get to accusing you and questioning you, that's
mm-hmm.
they done did something. They ain't got no
They done did something. Yeah, the woman has did something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's the truth.
What you think about that, Mr. Biggs?
You go.
Mr. Big, they call him Mr. Big.
Yeah, what's to do? I'm sorry.
What do you think about what they've been saying so far? You agree with these ladies or you feel like they just off the wall?
They just off the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, come on now.
Now, come on now. Now, Candy, you've been saying some real crazy things tonight. And you know that.
Mm-hmm. It ain't been crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, it ain't been
How
crazy.
How is it crazy?
Because, I mean, some of the stuff you saying is real crazy. But,
I'm
mean,
trying to tell it how I see it.
I feel you. Everybody talk to their opinion. I ain't mad at you. But nah, all right, nah. You know, I don't know, as of late, I don't know, something been acting real crazy about this show. I guess they ain't got mad at us because we go over too many times or something. So we finna get ready. We're going to get our last words out, man. We're gonna get up out of here.
Time
really
flies, man.
No, I'm saying. I mean, when as of late, they've been just like cutting us straight the fuck off.
Right.
Are we getting on Sin City after we get off the phone or what?
For sure. SinCity.spruce.com. I mean, come on now. You know, we keep the party going.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And if y'all don't mind, y'all can pick up the conversation from last week. Oh, and another thing, y'all ain't got to just limit it to after the show. Hey, the site is open 24/7. Hey, come on. I see you on Facebook all the time. Come on, get on Sin City. I'll let your boys. We be there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What you say the name of the new page is?
SinCity.spruce.com.
Spell that.
SPRUZ.
Girl, you know you called me, I guess.
Say what?
I know that voice. Whoever that was just talking, I know that voice.
Who, my voice?
Yeah.
You know the name?
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Damn. It's like, okay, all right. Okay. You know what, Jadeen? You just on a crusade tonight, huh?
What?
You just busting everybody out. You gonna bust me out of my lifetime?
Don't be embarrassed since you watch my pad. I know it be some good movies on there.
Hey, look here. The
you
channel was just on Lifetime. I wasn't watching Lifetime.
Yes, you was. Just admit it.
Oh, Jadeen, I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you. Hey, you was supposed to have been in the band. What the hell was you doing up that late watching movies?
Don't be embarrassed.
Oh, Jadeen, I got you.
Me and watch Lifetime too.
Yeah.
I wasn't watching. Hey. Oh, well, watch it like that.
It's all good, bud. It's all good.
Y'all see what it was. I had my kids over here.
No.
Oh, Jadeen. Boy. I'm going to get you back for that one. I will check it out, y'all. You got any last words? We'll start with Butter Candy. Y'all got any last words for tonight, baby?
I guess I was mean tonight on the show or whatever. So, but I had a good time listening to her smack on that gum.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that made up for it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
Thank
buddy?
You, Jadeen.
Like
you get applause.
Thank you. They're nice and tight now.
All right.
Well, you asked me how my last words.
Yes, I did, sweetheart.
Well, these my last words are, I enjoy myself. And I'm finna get on SinCity.Spruce.com so that I can break it down even more.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah.
Nate, any last words, baby?
Yes. I enjoyed the show. And for the men out there, it is okay that y'all watch Lifetime. It is so y'all men have a sensitive side. It is okay. Us women like that in the men.
Yes, that is true.
I was doing an investigation to work. So later. Yay, last words.
Not really. Just have a good night. It was a good show, hon.
Thank you, baby. Mr. Biggs, any last words, dog?
Oh, yeah, man, I got something to say there. And I like to defend all the brothers who watch Lifetime. I watch Lifetime, but all of them the same shows, though. The man killed the wife, the man raped the kids. It's all the same shit over and over. It's a man bashing shit. I love it. But anyway, I want to say to all my cheaters out there, man, stop paying them bitches rent. Stop doing all that crazy shit, man. Take care of your fucking kids. Love your old lady. And I'm gonna quote my favorite movie, Baby Boy. And he told his old lady, he said, "Look, see, I tell you the truth, right? But I lie to them hoes out there. See, I lie to them hoes. But I tell you the truth." And that's all the goddamn thing I'm gonna say.
That's what I'm saying. I'm telling
and I
you.
Had a good time.
Felicia, any last words, baby?
No, I enjoyed the show. I'm going to try to get on that website. I'll be having trouble with it, though.
No. Y'all know it. SinCity.Spruce.com. We jumping on that tonight. We're going to open up the chat room.
You can get on Facebook and click on Sin City with two Y's. City with two Y's, and then click on their little URL, and it'll take you right to it.
Okay.
Oh, man, hold on, y'all. Hold on before we go. Before we go, we got the infamous Mr. Charlie on the line.
I'm going to hang up.
Hey, y'all be nice. Mr. Charlie, what's happening? Yeah, this will be great. Mr. Charlie hung up. I guess he said he heard y'all finna hang up on him. Y'all be nice to Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie trying to make friends now.
No. He done made too many enemies. I seen that Janine made him her friend. That hurt my feelings.
Well, he's my friend on the site, too, so, I mean,
I mean,
know,
he can be
friend.
Your friend, but Janine hurt my feelings with that when I was like, what? She must have forgot who he was.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
I hope that's what it was, because that hurt my feelings.
Mr. Charlie, you know, anything goes to Sin City. Hey, SinCity.Spruce.com. Y'all know we coming back tomorrow, same time. We're going to do it tomorrow. We're going to get it in. All right, y'all. I'm going to go this old school song for y'all. I'm going to let y'all hear that one and we out. All right, peace.
All right. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Beautiful black princess. I talked to you for a minute. You know, I was thinking about you. I figured I'd come down to the studio and do this remix with you in mind.
Just isn't there.